This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Taco Tuesday.
It sure is.
I ain't going to do the LeBron thing.
Literally.
Yep. I ain't going to do the LeBron thing.
Thank you.
Thankfully, it's a Taco Tuesday because we're all trying to make ourselves feel better after finding out that Stephon Diggs is out for the remainder of the season with the ACL tear.
Yeah. I feel like everybody down after that.
Yeah.
Man.
That would do it.
Hey, we still next man up. I'm about to sound like
we're six, there you go. We're 6-2, Figgy.
That's right.
Hey, next man up. It's next man up.
Okay.
But, yeah, yesterday, so I had my first meal. I told you about that in Confessions. And I went to the sushi spot around the corner.
Since being sick, by the way.
Yeah, since being sick with food poisoning.
Yeah.
And I ordered my sushi and all that stuff. And once they brought me my sushi, the waiter, like, left so fast. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get a chance to ask him for something important that I needed. And I needed a fork.
I think I need.
I needed a fork. Yeah. You know why?
You because can't use chopsticks?
I can't use chopsticks. So I sat there for a little bit. I thought he was going to come back. He never came back.
Did you give it a shot?
You got to use these right here. These chopsticks right here.
I looked around. I'm like, if I see somebody with a fork, then I'm going to ask for a fork.
Pointer, finger, thumb is what you needed to use in that moment.
I looked around. I looked to my left. Everybody over there is using chopsticks. I looked to the right. Everybody using chopsticks. I'm like, damn. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Let me go for it. And what did I do? I used chopsticks. I made it work.
All right.
I made it work. Towards the end, my hands started cramping up a little bit, and I started struggling. I had the little soy sauce right there. Mm-hmm. The sushi fell in the soy sauce. I couldn't get it out. So I did the look to the left, to the right, and then I grabbed my hand.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You paid for that sushi, right?
I did.
There you go. I did.
But that kind of made me think of something funny that's so simple, like things in life that's so simple but you're horrible at. And I got a list right here, man. Mm-hmm. Some people on Reddit came up with a list, and here are a couple things that are yet so simple, mm-hmm, but people are just horrible at. Number one is estimating how much pasta to cook.
I don't even think that's simple. Like, you've seen those things where they have the little holes and you can put that much pasta. This is for 3 servings.
Oh,
this size is for 2 servings.
I ain't never mess. I still use that. I just end up in a back and forth of pasta and pasta sauce until I somehow match it up.
Yeah.
So if I'm eating spaghetti, I'm eating spaghetti for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, wrapping gifts.
Here.
I cannot wrap
Here.
A gift.
That's not that bad.
I can do it, but it's ugly.
No, I can't.
It is ugly.
I get the taping everywhere. I'm just like, screw it. Here, get a bag.
Bags are the real
bag
MVP. Bag with some wrapping paper with some
bow,
paper up
ribbon.
Top. Easy money. That's easy money.
What about this one? Following driving directions or giving directions.
No, I can do that. Yeah, I can.
You're a product of a time.
Huh? Hey, I am. Yeah.
Hey, some people be struggling with that, mm-hmm, man.
Yeah, I hate the people that give really terrible landmarks. You know what I mean? Like, that's usually the sign of somebody like, hey, I'll Google it. Just give me the address. Right. So, all right. So you're going to see the dog on the corner. What do you mean the dog on the corner?
Is the dog always there?
What? So there's a fire hydrant, and then you're going to make the second ride after the fire. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot of fire hydrants.
Or how about the people? You'd be like, hey, what Whataburger did you go to? You know the one. So when you leave the job, right, you're going to bust a left, and then you're going to make a right.
Right, from which direction?
And then you're going to go to another left.
Yeah.
The one right there. Across.
They don't tell you how many blocks.
No, not a single cross street.
Yeah. I'm like, what street is it on? I don't know, but it's right across the street from that
camp. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. parallel parking.
I can actually do that one too.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, I'm a I don't even need a backup cam.
Yeah.
Nah, I just turn around old
that's
school.
That's you know what that is? That's a product of actually taking a driver's test, which they don't require anymore. All you gotta do
Are
is
you serious?
No, in Texas, all you gotta
really?
Do is no. All you gotta do is take a written test.
And it's not like people were great at it when we had the test to begin
with. But back in the day when you actually took a driving test, you learned.
I actually went to driving school.
I did too. Yeah.
I didn't do all that.
Now there's
I was naturally
the kids these days, I'm telling you. The kids
hey,
these days.
You had to go to driving school if you want to get your license early. So mm-hmm. that's the one reason why I went.
Yeah.
Perceiving time.
Huh.
You good at that?
I don't.
I mean, not exact, but you can.
I don't know. That got real metaphysical real quick. Now I'm thinking about a lot of things.
What is time?
Can I? And how do we perceive it? How can
time exist?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Does time exist?
Whistling.
That's just one of those. You got it. You either do it or you don't.
I could whistle like a regular whistle, but the ones where people.
I can't do that one either.
Oh, yeah. The super loud whistle?
Yeah.
Never got it.
One day I seen an old lady do that one time. I was impressed.
I think I gave y'all one of mine, which is that I can snap with one hand, but I can't snap with my right.
Yeah.
No, but when I saw this old lady whistle, she had a whole bunch of kids.
She did the
I was like, who is that? I was looking for a strong, tall looking man.
Yeah.
It was an old little lady. I'm like, damn.
That's why she whistled. Get your attention.
That's impressive.
Yeah. What about sleeping?
I can knock out when I need to. I'm very blessed in that way.
I can't sleep how I used to.
It depends on when you caught me. You caught me, 10 years ago. I was a sleeping champ. Now I get up about 3 or 4 times a night.
Yeah. No, I can't sleep how I used to, man. Like, whenever somebody say, oh, did you have a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
I'm like, it was all right. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of normal now.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doing anything while someone is watching.
Yeah, the added pressure does make some things a little...
Somebody over your shoulder.
It also depends on what.
Oh, absolutely.
Because of our jobs, we're good at certain things in public. And in some,
I actually don't think that this job translates to something.
Like, his mind is just
how would you,
haven't been in it in years.
Yeah.
You know, but how would you feel if Parker came in there to evaluate the show and he just sat right there?
I don't think it would affect me. Would it affect you?
Probably.
Now,
it would probably affect me.
Anybody, please let this be a lesson. Do not ever, 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 let me say ever one more time. Look over someone's shoulder while they're working on their laptop, especially writing. I will like.
Sounds like a personal story here.
I've told bosses in the past, can you please move? Like, I hate when someone like you're writing something and someone's looking over your shoulder. Yeah, that this and that. Right, like that.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
I think one of the most terrified things, and shout out to all the teachers out there,
mm-hmm.
when you got that, I don't know if you call it like an exam or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but when the principal, assistant principal come in to kind of see how you teaching.
Yeah, the observation.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Because also, don't the kids just start acting up for no reason?
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
Like Jimmy over there start acting the ass. Yeah. And he's like, man, this dude never do nothing. And he want to embarrass me in front of my boss. hula hooping.
Never was good at it.
Can y'all hula hoop?
No, never was very good at that.
I don't remember the last time I tried to hula hoop.
Yeah.
I think last time I recall, which absolutely is over a decade ago, mm-hmm. I was fine. Like, it's not like I was no hula hoop champion, but I can make the hula hoop go.
Maybe 3 times, and then I'm done. Yeah.
Can y'all double dutch?
I tap out. I tap out like Anthony Richardson.
Can you jump rope, double dutch?
Now, that I used to be able to do because I used to box as a kid, so I'm really good on jump rope. Used to be. Not anymore.
I honestly cannot remember. If I have double dutched, it is literally been like 20 years.
Fifth grade.
It's literally been that long. So I'm just going to say no and assume that I can't no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about making rice?
Oh, I got this.
Some people can't make rice.
All right. Here's you want the secret?
Rice cooker.
Well, yes. That's the easy one. Okay, put the rice in the pan. 1/2 inch of water over the rice. People put too much water or too little water. 1/2 inch of water over the rice. Try it at home. Thank me later. It's perfect.
What about making hard-boiled eggs?
I got this one for you.
Okay, so we just got OG's tips.
I got my cookbook open. Get the water boiling first. Let the eggs in softly, like with a spoon or something.
So that they don't crack.
So they don't crack.
And then have all your eggs drip out.
You don't just throw them over the shoulder.
No, 12 minutes.
A little sky hook.
Yeah. Once the water starts boiling, once the water starts boiling, let them in softly with a spoon. 12 minutes. Perfect hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
What about this? Operating the manual can opener.
Yeah, that's easy money. Yeah, is that difficult? That's interesting.
A lot of people can't do it.
Now, I will say that, you know, those are the types of things that, you know, you don't think about, like, if some people have, like, arthritis and those types of things that make it a little tough to do those things.
Those things always break, too.
Yeah, why
always break.
Why isn't there, there's very few of the manual can openers that you're like, oh, yeah, this is sturdy.
Last, yeah.
It's always just, like, the one that's full metal, that's, like, real wiry that you wouldn't think is heavy duty, and it's just a hoss.
Yeah, this one we talked about eating with chopsticks.
That's just practice.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing. I felt successful though after I did that. Shuffling cards.
Enough, not like a champ, but well enough.
Can you do the bridge?
Yeah, man.
Oh, the shuffle the, going the back down.
Yeah. All right. Playing hacky sack.
Never tried it. It seemed too hippie for me.
I can't actually play hacky sack.
Yeah.
Like I can make it look like if I was in a hacky sack commercial where I only need to do 15 seconds of looking like I could play hacky sack.
You can
I could,
pull it off?
But I'm not actually hacky sack.
Right in the ampersand.
The N sign. I never really tried it that much. Yeah, I don't think I can.
Yeah. I just spell out A-N-D.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
I realized, do I not write the ampersand that much?
I do the easy one. The little plus? Yeah, the little plus that's connected.
Yeah, I do a lazy little scribble with a line in the middle.
Yeah.
When someone says rolling my R's.
Taquerias arandas.
Yeah, I can. Trust me.
Yeah.
What about this one? Can't tie a balloon after blowing it up.
Use two fingers on one side.
It just depends. All right, calm down. It depends. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't.
Tying a tie.
Yeah, that one I got on lock.
Me too. And I still tie ties for my sons. They're in their 30s.
Sounds like somebody did not do enough.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried.
That's all on you, buddy.
I keep trying.
Nah.
Right,
I got it. Can you do this? God almighty.
That's embarrassing, man.
It is.
You let them out the house, they embarrassing y'all, man.
They're grown adults with kids.
Exactly. Yeah. And they walking around not knowing how to tie a tie. And people are going to look at you like, oh, John didn't teach them how to
tie. Dad, can you tie this?
Yeah, I just learned how to tie a tie, too, man. Like, I went a long time without tying a tie. I just learned.
Got
to
do that double Windsor. Don't do that half Windsor.
Yeah, all right. This was the last one on that list. Someone said drinking out of a glass. 9 times out of 10, I slam my cup into my teeth or pour the drink on myself.
That's wild.
What?
You can't drink out of a glass?
I have real
when
sympathy.
You're three.
Real sympathy. I mean, they might have motor skill impairment type
you need a
things.
Sippy cup.
Yeah, that's real unfortunate because you don't look crazy half the time. Like, I never thought about it.
How do you go on a date?
Yeah, you're just real self-conscious. Actually, can I get
a straw?
Yeah, let me get a Topo Chico in
can
the bottle.
Can I get a straw?
Yeah, let me get that in the bottle, please.
Hey, just imagine having a glass of wine. Hey, can I get a straw? Yeah, but that's all I got,
there
man.
You go.
I feel super successful using chopsticks, man.
Yeah, that's quite the confidence. Just practice.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I felt the heat too, man. Mm-hmm. I looked around, I don't see nobody with a fork.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Everybody's just in there chilling in their own little world. I'm like, man, ain't nobody gonna pay attention to me. Let me try this.
Shout out to the 281. There's a YouTube video on how to tie a tie. There's a YouTube video on most of those things. I think that's the beauty.
Everything.
That's the beauty of this. Like, just hit a quick Google, see if you could figure that out.
Now they may well know now, but they didn't learn it from me.
Somebody said when it comes to drinking out of a cup, I'm ambidextrous. I might be ready to drink on an NBA bench. I like what you're doing there. NBA level water drinking. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're coming up next. We'll get ready to hand it off to our fellas Clint and Ron of The Drive. But before we get there, let's get back to college football on a Tuesday. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.